Hey, Kyle.
Hey, who are you?
It's me.
Me who?
It's me, Lincoln.
Who?
Oh, this fucking guy.
Everett, you're here.
This fucking guy.
Who's?
What's up, Kyle?
Who's this Lincoln fella?
I don't know.
Where'd you find this thing?
I'm back.
Looks like a fucking diseased zombie bitch over there.
I'm here. I did it.
Did you get over Zika?
I got over enough.
Ebola.
So, I got really sick.
That's why we haven't recorded in a while.
It wasn't fun.
It was fun for us.
I survived.
I enjoyed. Great. Had a I'm nice back. Time.
Stronger than ever.
You're still medically frail.
We're just waiting for the big one.
So we watched Royal Rumble 2018.
Did you have to specify the year?
Which, I don't know what the number of which Royal Rumble this was.
They only number Mania.
Okay.
They don't do numbers. It's just the Royal Rumble.
And the cool thing about Royal Rumble this year is that they did the men's and the women's. This is the first year of the women's Royal Rumble.
It's almost like a fucking revolution.
It is.
So,
landmark event.
For this year, we did the numbers once again. The number shuffle.
Number shuffle.
Number shuffle.
Number
shuffle. Better known as a random number generator.
RNGesus.
The number shuffle.
So what we did was that we got two numbers each, and we decided to keep those as the numbers for the men's and the women's. Kyle, what numbers did you get?
Yeah, because you don't fucking know, do you?
No, Kyle Jesus got Christ. Number 6 and number 20.
Then why'd you ask me?
Because I didn't know if you wanted to introduce your numbers, Kyle.
Introduce my numbers like they're fucking...
They're your numbers.
I want to introduce my numbers.
Introduce your numbers.
7 and 14. My lucky numbers.
Fuck off, Everett.
And I got 22 and 28. And I was feeling hot about my numbers. I was like, I got this in the bag.
You didn't.
Spoiler, did not pan out correctly for me.
I will say, I'd like to start this whole thing by saying, not only was this a landmark event for the women's first women's Royal Rumble, but this is my first W. The first W of a long series. I'm hoping a long series because I actually won something.
We're just not going to do the bet next year.
Fuck.
That's why we just throw it out the window.
I won, guys.
Everett won.
I could have rigged it. I can rig it in your favor.
Which last year, nobody won, which was interesting.
Thank God.
So
we all got jobbers.
The stipulation for this year was.
Still is.
And will always be.
Unfortunately. And you and I came up with the stipulation. We fucked ourselves.
Yeah. For WrestleMania this year, because last year it was the loser had to buy a James Ellsworth t-shirt.
No, if you or I lost, we had to buy James Ellsworth t-shirt.
Oh, and then if Everett lost, he had to wear the Enzo hair.
Was it Enzo? I thought it was the Dean Ambrose.
Oh, no.
It was the Enzo hair.
It was the Enzo hair.
God, that could have been... It ended poorly this year.
My how a year makes a difference.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy with Enzo hair?
Yeah.
In Rotom?
That was his normal hair. That was real hair. It was dyed like pink.
Maybe he's trying to be the new one.
Oh, do you want to be the new Enzo?
I don't want to be the... Nobody wants to be Enzo. Enzo doesn't want to be Enzo.
You just got to go there and you just got to take no as an answer that you're going to...
That's all staying in. Go for it.
So,
so we just drop
Kyle it. Kyle and I now have to buy a t-shirt of Everett's choosing from the TNA.
It's not TNA.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Impact Wrestling website.
And they're all shit. All the shirts are shit.
They're almost as bad as the website.
So, you'll see on Instagram, me and Kyle.
Wearing shitty t-shirts.
Wearing our t-shirts.
I almost wanted to have them ready, like, today. So that there would be an audible reaction.
Oh, you're gonna take your time.
I can't get the website to work. Every time you look at a t-shirt and hit back, it resets it. So
Dixie Carter.
Well, what you do is you just open every shirt in a new tab.
Every single one.
Actually, yeah, pretty much what you gotta do.
I've got it narrowed kind of down to three. I think.
No, we don't. I don't want to know. Until
don't tell
done.
Me.
It's bad.
Just
I don't want to know the pain. I just it's like a shot,
like a bandage.
Just get it over with. Yeah.
Well, they're bad.
So, Kyle, the pre-show, we watched that.
Yes, this was 6 hours total tonight. The pre-show, we'll just say who won, I guess.
Yeah, because none of the matches were bad, it's just nothing was...
The problem with the Rumble is all we're doing is waiting for the Rumble. So it was Kalisto, Gran Metalik, and Lince Dorado versus Jack Gallagher, TJP, and Drew Gulak. It's a fine match, it's really good.
Which I have a question that I don't know if you can answer, or you, Everett. When did Jack... turn heel? When did that happen?
When he started befriending Brian Kendrick. It's been a while.
Okay.
I think he was a heel when we were still watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
I don't think he was a heel.
I think because he was still face soon after TLC, wasn't he?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
He's a good heel.
That's the other thing about this. Mm-hmm. We haven't been watching wrestling. American wrestling anyway.
I haven't been watching TLC. I haven't been watching at all. I've taken a full break from wrestling.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
I'll keep up with stuff on, but I haven't watched.
What was the last that New we Japan watched? Or
SummerSlam was you and me.
Okay, SummerSlam's the last WWE that I've watched at all.
And then Everett and I watched TLC. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I completely stopped watching WWE.
TLC was just you and me.
Yeah, I didn't watch TLC or anything.
I haven't watched a TakeOver.
I've been watching New Japan. I've been watching all the New Japan pay-per-views.
I will watch clips or I'll watch a match, but I have not sat and watched a
full pay-per-view. The Hulu, like it'll come back and do like the roundup.
With Raw and stuff, well, I did it before. I just go to their YouTube channel and they do the like top 10 moments from Raw. And I'm like, okay, that's all I will watch.
That's all you need. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely all you need.
Well, I cut myself off completely to where I wasn't keeping, like, I didn't know who the champion, I didn't even know that Bobby Roode had a title on him.
That was very recent.
I didn't know anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know about people that were heels that I remember that they were faced when I was watching. So it's been a while since I've watched anything WWE. Spoiler, I enjoyed myself a lot.
This was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
We had so much fun. You hear that? Fucking mark this down on your calendars.
That's right.
A WWE pay-per-view.
Everyone agrees.
Was fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
We loved this WWE pay-per-view in 2018. People think we shit on a fucking wrestling.
Don't you think that I'm Meltzer in when I'm trying to only like New Japan?
No, this was a fucking great show.
I think, didn't you like New Japan before it was cool to like New Japan?
I did. Oh, I liked Shinsuke before it was cool.
I like Shinsuke's first album.
I can't say much. I used to talk about Devitt on like the early podcast. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But this was great. The Royal Rumble was great. I didn't watch the pre-show at all. You said it wasn't bad.
What were the other matches?
The Faces won. The Cruiserweight match was good. Then they interviewed Charlotte, who said she would love to fight Nikki Bella if she wins the Women's Rumble. Nikki Bella had not been announced yet, so good job there, Charlotte. Spoiling that interest.
10 out of 10.
Then we had Gallows and Anderson versus The Revival.
I wish I'd seen
Of course, the fucking Revival win.
Mm-hmm.
Forever The Revival, bitches.
Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. I like Gallows and Anderson, though.
Yeah, but they don't go hard.
Revival. Yeah.
They don't go hard.
When was the last time they went hard?
Yeah, when's the last time you're like, Japan? Oh, Gallows and Anderson sure did go hard.
Never. They've never went hard.
All day and all night? Get the fuck out of here.
Have you ever laid
When was the last time you went hard, Lincoln?
Last night when I saw them come out.
Yeah, went hard. Went hard. They literally did. Yeah, I had to take care of it. It was distracting.
You had to quell the beast.
Then after that was...
The U.S. title open, which was Bobby Roode's champion.
Christ.
And we're like, oh, it could be Ty Dillinger. It could be somebody fun. No, it's Mojo Rawley. He's still shit.
Who's a heel now? Don't know when that happened.
But doesn't matter.
Wait a second.
Mojo Rawley's a heel. I guess he turned on Zack Ryder.
He turned on Zack Ryder, so he's a heel.
Oh, okay.
He's still shit and boring and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lot of shit. The immediate Mojo sucks chant.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I started writing notes, I put Mojo Rawley's terrible. And thankfully, Bobby Roode won. Those are my notes for this match.
That was the last pre-show, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Then we open the main show with a handicap match for the WWE Championship. AJ Styles is champion versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
It was a great match.
Really good match. What else do you expect from these three guys?
There are a couple cool spots that I've written down. I wasn't that hot on the match. Like, I thought it was really good, but I thought that
it was a very good opener.
The handicap part, I don't know. It was all right.
I think it would have been better if it was like Tornado Rules handicap.
See, that was, after you said that, I think it really...
What, three? Would, the three
They're all in the ring at the same time,
There's a really cool flip into a DDT. The phenomenal forearm. Why did it look so good tonight? I normally don't think it looks that good.
Because the people taking it make it look even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, these are all very professional. They get the business.
I think
we're going to be like so positive on fucking everybody.
Everything was great. Yeah. Everything was super. I like the submission.
Calf crusher?
Mm. Yeah, that was really good.
That's a move that just looks fucking painful.
Yeah. Well, and I like how AJ flips into it. Yeah. You know, how he counters into it. I think
speaking
really
of counter, it was SmackDown a couple weeks ago. It was Shinsuke versus Baron Corbin. You should go watch it.
Okay.
You know, the end of days, how he swings him? He swung him, and during the swing, Shinsuke spun around, grabbed him in an armbar, and brought him to the ground.
Ooh.
It's beautiful. Okay. It's a beautiful transition. So AJ retains, which is we expected.
Now, there was the caveat at the end with the failed tag.
Yeah, it's just so they can keep.
Yeah.
The whole storyline right now is Shane McMahon is screwing over Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. All they're doing is, I think they're leaving the door open for a Daniel Bryan versus Shane. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Daniel Bryan.
I want to see him wrestle
I
at
do
all.
Not want to see him lace up a pair of boots and ranking yet.
Well, I don't want to see that. I also don't want to see Kevin Owens versus Shane McMahon.
It's a waste of Kevin Owens.
It's a waste of Kevin Owens, and I'm tired of... I don't know why Shane McMahon is now, like, the Undertaker when it comes to WrestleMania, and why people still eat it up.
They fucking love Shane.
They like seeing him jump off stuff.
Whatever. Who cares?
Anymore? Yeah, he's fucking... He doesn't need to be doing that shit. It's true. He will make money never stepping in that ring, and that's what he should do. The next match, Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable versus the Usos. Versus the SmackDown titles in the best 2 out of 3 falls match. Don't know why it's 2 out of 3 falls, because they just...
That was a very weird format.
Well, it was a weird format when you have the Usos get both falls.
But it took forever for them to finally get a fall, too.
And then they got one, and then the next thing, they just rolled them up. And yeah, like, just everybody boom, like, was like, wait, it's so...
It's done.
You do 2 out of 3 falls. I mean, you just buried a fucking team. I think it's going to this... They're probably going to split Benjamin and Gable. So yeah. This is like, you're a fucking loser because Gable took both falls, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
Mm-hmm. So there's incentive now for Shelton Benjamin to be like, you're a fucking loser. I went out of this because you're a fucking loser. Even though Chad Gable is much better than Jason Jordan.
One of the Usos,
Jesus,
like, God, died. he
smacked his head off the...
That's what he gets for fucking DUI, bitch.
It was Gable. I don't remember what the move was, but...
Oh, the DUI? Yeah. No, it's the least fucking offensive thing that's happened in wrestling lately.
Yeah.
You get a pass, Oos.
He just drove when you, like, he smoked weed or something. He didn't...
No, he wasn't smoking weed. He was drunk.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
He wouldn't have been on TV the next day if it was for weed.
So Usos win. That was all right.
It's anticlimactic. It should have been on the pre-show.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad. I didn't really care about it. And once again, I just wanted to watch Rumble.
So that leads us into the next match, which was the Men's Royal Rumble. Surprisingly, I think we thought the women's was going to open the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that it didn't.
It closes the show. It's the main event. The men's is on first. I'm not going to go down everyone that was in it.
No.
Because it's 30 fucking people. Big ones. Almas was there.
That was one of my... NXT was my first champ. Pick. Yep. That was my first pick.
So that was cool. Ty Dillinger was number 10 again, but Sami Zayn beat him down and stole his spot. So that was all right.
Can we talk about Heath Slater?
I was getting there because Heath Slater had the fucking spot of the night. He just got pummeled by everyone on the ramp. That's how he made his way to the ring, was people kicking him down every time they came down.
And then Big E gave him some pancakes.
And then he eliminated Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, oh, it's a shock. Nah, Sheamus fights again later. I get why his was quick. I thought it was a nice comedy spot for Heath. He's good in that role. But they still put him in the ring and made him look not like a fool.
Oh, real quick, Kyle, who were the people that you got?
I got Elias and John Cena.
I got Aiden English and The Big Dog.
And Everett got
Cien and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah. So we all, spoiler, we all had someone in the final fucking three. So this was really goddamn stressful. And I don't think it made it more enjoyable. I think it would have been still enjoyable. Who else was in it that was big?
I wouldn't have said this is his yard
Hurricane.
As many times as I did.
Big Dog.
A Hurricane star. Did indeed come through.
Yes, he did.
Adam Cole.
Bebe.
Yeah, he came.
Even though he died the night before.
Well, it's better than somebody else in the women's match. Fucking Ray Ray, dude.
Mm-hmm. Ray Mysterio is back.
Yeah. Fucking jumping out the sky or whatever.
And as we're recording,
I was so stoked. I was marking out on that.
205 is not aired or anything.
As of recording.
As of recording, so I don't know if he's in 205, but that's my guess.
They need him with Neville not coming back and, you know, Enzo. The whole Enzo thing.
By the way, Enzo raped a girl.
Allegedly.
Just saying that.
Allegedly.
Damn.
I'm just saying this.
Allegedly.
Dropping a hard R.
Well, he wanted the sauce. He had to take the sauce. What would you call that?
Did he get lost in the sauce?
I think he's a couple rapers.
Couple rapers?
You taking my joke now? It's allegedly. We don't know that he did it. You know, whatever. He's fired now.
But.
Yep, he's gone.
No big fucking loss.
Disclaimer. If you're ever being investigated for rape.
Or anything.
Tell your employer.
Tell your employer.
Or anything.
Tell your employer.
Yeah, tell your employer. So that's why he's fired. Shinsuke Nakamura won.
Yes, he did.
So everyone.
Japan number one.
Here's the thing. The end, like the final.
So good.
The final six from then on, it was fucking great. It was such a good match.
Well, I really liked the back and forth between Finn and Shinsuke.
Yeah,
right
Finn
here,
went
about
the distance.
Three quarters of the way through.
Finn was injured number two. The thing I really loved at the end, and I hope it's a sign of things to come this year, was they had a standoff between Cena, Orton, and Rey on one side and Nakamura, Balor, and Reigns on the other.
Old versus new.
And they kind of it was kind of a passing of the torch. Mm-hmm. All the old guys were eliminated by new guys.
Yeah.
And I really hope that that's a sign of like, hey, we are moving forward. John Cena got the shit kicked out of him all the whole fucking match.
He made everyone mm-hmm. look great.
By every Aiden English. He was selling like a motherfucker for Aiden English. So I really hope that that's what 2018 is.
Mm-hmm.
We realize this is what we got to do, and we're doing it because that's all we want. We want to see these new guys get pushed. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if Apollo Crews is IC champion. Good for him.
Yeah,
he's going to be there for a while. Stop. Except for The Miz. Keep it on The Miz, because I don't care if he's old. Well, The Miz needs to stay forever.
The Miz isn't old, though.
He's been around a long fucking time.
I know, but he's not, like, old.
I would say he's considered old in wrestling. He's been around.
How old is he, though? 33?
He's been around as long as Orton.
He's older than 33.
Is he?
He was, like, 25 when I was in high school.
I don't know. He just looks... He's got that eternal youth
thing.
He's
like Orton. He's about the same.
It's kind of like Bobby Roode. I feel like Bobby Roode's only, like, 32.
No, he's old.
He's, like, 42.
He's old. He's not seen. He's like 48.
Yeah.
No, Triple H is 48.
78.
45.
Know.
I don't know. But
H is 48.
Yeah.
Triple H is old still.
Shit.
Stephanie's 41.
That's what happens when you're taking a lot of HGH. Look at Joe Rogan.
Look at Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal. 17 years old.
17.
It's incredible.
17.
He's the same age as Lil Pump.
Yeah, Jinder Mahal was in this match. Fuck him.
Oh, yeah, he was.
But was he?
Yeah, he was in this match.
I ignore.
I don't know who eliminated who. Can we talk about Seth Rollins' Guy Fieri tights, though?
His Walmart layaway pants.
Seth, get some new fucking pants.
He had the Hot Wheels logo
on your legs. Whoever was in charge of flames on tights with him and Kane, fucking fire them. Because they were both shit.
The guy that made him was probably like an ex Spencer's employee.
I don't even think that was Spencer's. That was like gas station sunglasses.
Yeah.
Manufacturing.
Dude, that was fucking bad.
It was bad.
I'd say overall, this Rumble was awesome.
That was great.
We had a lot of fun. It was very good storytelling. It's well booked. This whole show, I will say, is very well booked.
The spots were great.
Kofi
had his yearly thing.
We've never seen it before, though.
Now Naomi's doing it, though.
We've never seen that before, though.
Shut up. It's better than the one last year. Remember when he, like, fell down onto the ring post and caught it? And fucking... He hit his chest.
Well,
It also was confusing on exactly what was happening. I don't know.
Maybe for you. For adults that weren't concussed.
I was scared. I didn't know where
you
I was.
You were concussed, weren't you?
Yes. That's probably why you were confused and didn't know what was going on.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
you didn't even know your fucking name.
You've been generally confused since I met you, though.
I got NZ.
You got bamboozled.
I remember, God, like 6 months ago, we would have said you got swanned, but now he's in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. You got a pass.
Hey,
yeah.
Wrestlers, fucking knock it off. Knock it the fuck off. Go back to pooping in bags like Randy Orton, when that was the worst thing he did. No. Was pooping somebody's bag.
I forgot about that.
Just go poop in a bag. Or The Miz, eat chicken and get people pissed at you for eating chicken, so they kick you out of the locker room.
Eating chicken?
Yeah.
Speaking of chicken,
there's a new colonel.
Yeah, Ric Flair's new colonel. Well, we missed it.
Well, just for that, apparently there was the Colonel Rumble, which is...
Didn't AJ win the Colonel Rumble?
But there was apparently a different one. Tyler Breeze maybe won?
That's right! Tyler Breeze won.
There's a Colonel shirt that's a Ric Flair Colonel shirt now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's the Colonel.
He was always
the Colonel. I'm just confused as to how you get the title.
Of Colonel?
Yeah.
You just put on a beard. Becky Lynch was a Colonel once.
Mm-hmm.
She was a good Colonel. I want Braun Strowman to be the Colonel.
Oh, God. He'd just flip a KFC.
And he just goes... Grrr!
If he was in the company still, you know who would be the best colonel? Ryback.
Why Ryback?
Feed me more.
Well, and he did.
Keeps eating all that chicken.
Did you know that Ryback invented all those herbs and spices?
That's right. Yeah, he did.
Incredible.
Ryback invented the Royal Rumble.
I was going to make
Did he invent Enzo?
He invented rape.
Here's a good colonel for no one in this room will get it. Mordecai would have been a good colonel. Mordecai.
Wow, you fucking old ass. I don't even know what that means.
He was a wrestler. He was like Bray Wyatt, but he dressed all in white.
Oh.
And had a white beard. Or Shawn Michaels when he teamed with God.
Okay.
Or no, when he... Yeah.
I do remember, yeah. Yeah.
So the next match is the only downfall we have tonight. Was Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan defending the Raw Tag Team titles against The Bar.
That's right, yes.
Were they really going for a fake concussion angle in this match?
Yes.
I thought I was watching Raw.
I thought I was watching Raw and... 1998, if they're going for a fake head injury angle. That's fucked up in this
day and
age.
Completely honest. Keeping it 100, I was messing with the Impact website.
Yeah. Well, this match, nobody cared because it came right after Rumble. But on top of that,
I needed to decompress. Like, the Rumble was just so good.
You mm-hmm. just didn't need the storyline bullshit in this match.
Well, there was that, and also I was like kind of was watching it, but then it just was boring.
It was
and
Seth
I was
versus
it.
Sheamus and Cesaro. Yeah. We've seen yeah. it. Sheamus and Cesaro yet again tag champs, obviously, because Jason Jordan hurt his head.
He took a little spill.
But I hope. I just don't know why you go for the head injury angle in 2018 when it's been proven this shit is fucking real. And you have Daniel Bryan that wants to come back to wrestle and you tell him no because of fucking head trauma.
Benoit?
And you're going to go out there and fake it?
Benoit?
I think it's... that shit shouldn't fly in 2018. Sorry.
It's just lazy, really.
It just cut the fucking match from the show. Just don't have it.
Well, they could have just popped that up in the pre-show. And
yeah, that could have been
a pre-show. Or just do it on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do a storyline match, do it on Raw. The next match is the Universal Championship. Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman versus Mr. Pinfall himself, Kane O'Mac.
The Kane big O'Mac. Red Pinfall.
Mayor Kane.
You knew it was good when it was like 2 minutes in the match. We're like, man, this match is good. I wish Kane wasn't in it.
Yeah, that was, he was so unnecessary.
Everett, do you want to talk about the spot?
The spot? There was a stiff knee. It was a stiffy,
a much stiffer punch.
Yeah. So what ended up happening was Strowman stiffed Brock Lesnar hard. Like it was. This was the.
Don't think it was intentional.
No. I don't think it was intentional. But it was. It was full knee to head, and Brock gave it back to him with a slow mo. This was like ripple effect. On Strowman's head. And the crazy part...
Even in real time, you saw the ripple.
Oh,
the
my God.
Scary fucking part.
Shrugged it off.
Both of them didn't fucking flinch.
It was a clash of titans.
You just took a straight punch, unguarded, to your face from a UFC champion. And it was like...
He got a whole ass punch.
It was like a leaf hit you in the face.
He took the whole team.
It's crazy. But other than that, this match was pure fucking carnage. It's what we wanted.
It was just a giant clusterfuck, but it was really fun.
It was fun. It worked for... Braun Strowman.
I did figure that they were going to do a double choke slam with Kane.
I don't know. You thought Braun was going to do
I
a
was
double choke slam.
I know that
no,
wasn't actually going to
no,
happen.
Bullshit.
I knew that actually wasn't going to happen, but I did think that Kane was actually going to double choke
no,
slam.
No, Kane
then.
Was the bitch in this. They weren't putting him over strong. Apparently on Raw tonight, what? I saw a thing that Braun came out and beat the fuck out of him and destroyed the set, threw it on him, and Kane had to go to the hospital. Braun is still destroying the set. That came up. How's that work? Fuck. I love it. So, yeah, Brock retained, as expected.
Brock was lifting Braun over his head. That was great.
Brock is good, and he was selling like a boss, like he always does. I like Brock. He's good.
Do you like Brock, Plankin?
Yes and no. I think he's a great worker, but I just still disagree with him having the title. That's my whole thing.
I would rather him have the title than get pinballed every month like it usually did.
Yeah.
True. It gives you something to come back to.
Well,
but I definitely see what you're saying, where it's kind of like...
I don't like how that he's not at least there with the title. But not even like...
Do you know what would happen if he was there with the title, though?
What?
He'd get the same match every week.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not even saying like I want him to defend the title every night. It's just I like having the champion there with the title every night.
Not me. I think it adds more legitimacy this way. It gives him time to build character.
True. I think I'd like something kind of in between, in the middle.
Adds,
not every single night.
He's
but,
there like
you know.
At least once a month.
Yeah, but the thing with Brock that I'm over...
I think it adds legitimacy to the title.
It's the same promo from Paul Heyman every time.
Well, that's for every wrestler ever.
Yeah.
They all get the same promo.
But I'm just kind of over it.
I don't know.
I don't think he's a bad worker at all.
No, if he likes you and respects you, he will make you look like the best wrestler in the world. And... I gave him all credit. For a lot of people say he doesn't respect the business. I'm like, to me, he absolutely does. He shows in the ring that he does.
Goldberg's going to take the title.
And also the thing with Brock is that when they let him actually wrestle, it's great. Because a big thing we had a problem with like 2 years ago was when every single match was on paper the same exact match. Like beat for beat, suplex.
Well, the thing is, I think when they did it against Cena, that was great because it was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they thought it would take off and fans counting and stuff. So they're like, well, I guess this is your thing now.
Yeah.
I think they thought people would be more like in shock, like when he bloodied up Orton. Mm-hmm. That he just buried Cena. That's impressive.
And they eased up off of it a lot, which is why I think, you know, it came back around to him. That's what I was worried for honestly, like, a year, because he only fought, like, four times during that year.
Right.
And each one was the same exact match. I was like, well, this is all it's going to be again. Forever.
Right.
But now it looks like, well, I don't know, with this, he was
every wrestler on the roster fights the same match every time. Everyone.
Gender, that I was getting tired. The Jinder Mahal thing, that was getting, it was
literally
getting
the same
that.
Match.
It was the same match.
You
just
know,
in
I
weird
love him,
places.
But AJ Styles fights the same match.
Yeah.
But I get it.
He's a different kind of entertainment. But that's the thing I will say.
The reason
say about,
I get it, though, is because those guys are fighting. If you count house shows, which they're fighting like almost every fucking day.
Yeah.
Like all the time. Like, you don't have time. Keep it safe. Keep it simple. I get it. Like, I'm not complaining. Because they do pick it up at pay-per-views a lot of times. AJ turns it up. And yeah, we're looking forward to him and Nakamura at Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Come
so
on.
I'm so stoked. As long as they let him go and do what they want to do, like, hey, this is the amount of time you have, just make it great, then I think it'll be amazing. Yeah.
We'll see. There could be a Shane McMahon.
That'll be Kevin Owens.
Storyline or something.
New Japan.
I don't know. All right. Women's Rumble.
Yes, Women's Rumble.
I think we should, you know what? I will go down the list of these people because there's a lot of fucking...
Well, a lot of surprise entrants.
And they were awesome. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it opened with Sasha and Becky as one and two. I think that was smart.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Then Sarah Logan came in. I really like Sarah Logan. I'm a fan of the Crazy Mary Dobson. I think she's good. Mandy Rose, on the other hand, she made history by being the first ever woman eliminated in the Women's Royal Rumble.
Who is she?
She's the gold one.
I mean, but when did she...
She's been in NXT for fucking years.
Okay. See, I don't
you
know.
Can cuss fuck. She's been around for a long time.
I don't remember her.
Number five, fucking Lita.
Lita.
Now, Reddit, I just want to say, her moonsault always looked that shitty.
That's what it looks like.
Her moonsault has always looked that shitty.
It's called scary. Shitty.
It's pretty shitty.
Well, it's shitty if you think about other moves. I think it's unique.
I think it's shitty.
I like how scary it is. I don't know. I like it.
It's not a moonsault. She just falls backwards. And
I know. I like it. I don't know.
I would break my neck so quickly if I did that.
You would break your neck just trying to do Amen moonsault.
I'll do one right now.
Fucking moonsault. Moonsault over Lincoln.
I'll wait.
I'm going to land on you.
I'm a rock.
I'm going to concuss you.
I'll wait.
You'll get on the ground. He's just going to stomp the fuck out of it. Lita looked fucking great.
Yeah, she looked great. She, it was
fun. We will
see
say
her
that
again.
Many times. There are a lot of legends come back, and most of them look like they had missed. I don't think any of them look like they missed a beat. That's not a positive on at least two of them. I wish they would have improved that beat.
Took an at least like a Zumba class.
But number six is Kairi Sane. I love her. Love my girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's so fucking good.
That was my first time seeing her, so
I really think her and Lita is where the match kind of turned, because they came out and were having fun.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I think people were, you could tell they were nervous. This is a big deal. For one, they were main eventing a WWE main roster pay-per-view in the first ever Women's Rumble. You could see nerves with Sasha and Becky.
You could also tell, like, everything was like really different. Everybody's ring gear was different. Everybody was,
just Becky's was big.
Yeah, that was
a big
difference.
Did look. Becky was in the match 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was for comfort.
Oh, well, actually, I meant to tell you about that. She did a photo shoot recently where she was in that ring gear.
Okay, so maybe that's her ring gear now.
So I guess that's, well, it may not be like her ring gear necessarily, but it might.
It didn't look bad.
She changes her gear all the fucking time, so mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah, there was some kind of photo shoot where she was wearing that because they were doing like fire around her. And
okay, so maybe it's like, yeah. I don't know. It looked cool. Number seven.
So that was yours?
That was mine.
That was
I had Kairi Sane. Number seven was Tamina.
Oh, boy.
Who was, I'm going to put it out there because Dana Brooke is in this match and Lana's in this match. Tamina was the worst women's wrestler in this match.
Yeah.
She's terrible. She needs to go.
Worse than Kelly?
Who did she?
Yes. Kelly is shit, but she was always shit.
She was just bedazzled. Did you see that ring gear?
Yeah.
I'm just but I mean, I agree. She was not. She lasted for a long time, though.
Well, they all lasted long enough to get their spots.
Yeah.
And this was the Women's Rumble was what Rumbles used to be, and it's like, just come in, get a pop, get the surprises, get your spots. I'm okay with that. This was fun as fuck. This is such a good way
to
end.
It's good to see everybody.
Show. So yeah, Dana Brooke was next, then Tori fucking Wilson. Remember her?
Well, I remember I asked, I said, who?
Yeah, you go, who's that? And I go, she was in Playboy.
And I was like, oh, all right. Fair.
She was with Billy Kidman for a while. Sonya Deville came out next. Then Liv Morgan. Fucking Molly Holly.
Molly Holly.
Love Molly Holly.
I'm stoked.
Fucking troll. She said she wasn't going to be there. She's there. I hope nobody
There's
else.
There's a lot of misdirection.
Hope fucking nobody else lies like that tonight. So 13 is Lana. I will say, before we go on, Absolution confused the fuck out of us because we didn't know they were still coming out to Paige's music.
Yeah, Paige's music hit.
And we're like, I thought she was out.
Is this real?
So 14 came in, according to the crowd, their chance, Undertaker. Undertaker came out.
That was my second. That was my second pick.
Yeah, Michelle McCool.
Yeah.
Michelle McCool. What was great about this, too, is we didn't count out that one of these returns could win.
Yeah. There were a couple moments that it could have been in.
They all looked, had missed to beat. One of them, I hope, did. And I'll go ahead and say, Beth Phoenix. I hope she does return.
Yeah,
she
that'd be really fucking great. Ruby, I would like to see Lita, though.
Ruby Riott was 15.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What was number four? What was yours?
We're on 14. Sorry. Michelle McCool, pay attention. Yes, we're in a goddamn podcast.
No.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I can't breathe.
Oh, my God. 16 was one of the greatest entrants ever. Vicky fucking Guerrero. The only thing that would have beaten it was...
Excuse me!
We were really hopeful that we would have got an empty entrant, and it would have been Eva Marie and her announcer, and talked about, like, she would have been here, but she's stuck somewhere. I think it would have been a funny callback. Yeah, Vicky Guerrero was great, and kudos to her for...
getting put over the top rope.
In those boots. I don't think that she was not supposed to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alicia Fox, they announced, like, during the show she was injured.
Yeah, Kurt Angle tweeted about it.
I wish they would have said that on the show. Yeah. A lot of people were confused. I'm going to say she is legit, by the way, because Goldust put on Twitter that he's looking for a new partner in the Mixed Match Challenge. So I'm going to say Alicia is actually injured if they're replacing her there as well. 17 is Carmella. Carmella, Queen of Staten Island. 18 is fucking Paws Out, Claws Out.
Paws Out, Claws Out.
Natalya came down. And then Kelly is still shit. Naomi comes down to 20. That was my number. Fuck Jacqueline, old as fuck. She came down to the ring.
She was moving, though.
She's so fucking short. I never realized how goddamn tiny she was.
For some reason, I didn't anticipate her coming back.
I thought Ivory would. 22.
Who's 22, Ivory?
Nia Jax was 22. Jax. You be fucking respectful right now.
Yeah.
Nia, if you're listening, Everett is in fucking, he's in love with you.
Nia Jax, like, seriously. Please, Nia Jax.
Like, he won't stop fucking talking about
it. You've been on a Nia Jax rampage.
I honestly want to know how Nia Jax hurt you, Lincoln.
Because she can't fucking wrestle.
She's so much. She's improved a lot.
She's improved a lot.
I don't care. She still can't wrestle. I don't like her as a person. I don't like her character.
Why don't you like her as a person?
She's a stuck-up bitch.
She's not at all.
After that whole thing with The Rock, I hated her.
Fired up.
That was a one-time thing.
He's fired up. He was fired up earlier.
Okay. I don't like her.
Him and Bubba... Nia Jax and Bubba Ray.
Yeah, I get triggered so hard.
I've never seen...
I can't deal with Bubba Ray Dudley.
I don't know why you hate Bubba. Oh,
because we...
I think Lincoln hates
Fire. I disagree with him on, like, everything when it comes to pro wrestling.
Okay. But yet you like Bret Hart.
No, because me and Bret Hart think wrestling is real. We know it's real.
We know it's real. Stop lying.
You like Vince Russo.
Yeah, but that's, like, a funny. Yeah. I don't.
So like you that. Hate someone just because you disagree with them on wrestling.
Well, No.
You get triggered by someone that you disagree with.
No. Hold on.
Fucking America.
America.
I don't
build a damn wall.
I've never really liked him, and the thing that pushed it over the edge to me was how ridiculous he sounded when he was talking about certain things involving pro wrestling. And so I already
tell me what you told me earlier, because then it made more sense.
Well, it was
because at first I was just Kyle. At first I was like, "This is the most irrational thing I've ever heard."
Well,
no,
because it's when the first Omega versus Okada match happened. And he was talking about that
which was a great match.
Yeah, if you look at that match as anything more than just a wrestling match and you think of like artistry or heart or passion or anything more than just two people making money, you're an idiot. That's what he was saying.
There's no real
artistry in pro wrestling. And if you think there is, you're a dumbass, is what he was saying. And that's what pushed me over the edge with him. Because I don't agree with that at all. And I think that's, you know, I'm sure that people. Obviously, people think that.
I still think it's irrational. You care about a wrestler's opinion.
I cannot believe that you dislike Nia Jax.
It's not like I spend my days. Like,
no, because it was rumored
crossing
that
out pictures
that she was holding out for more money because of The Rock, and then it came out to find out that 100% wasn't true.
I don't need to sit
pay
here
her.
And tell you why.
That wasn't true.
Lincoln,
she just took a
Lincoln,
break.
Get Vince on the phone right now.
She just took a sabbatical.
Pay her.
It was proof. Like,
pay this woman.
I don't like her.
23.
She's different.
Ember Moon with her broken ass arm came out, and it was awesome.
Was it really broken, though?
No.
No.
Shayna Baszler put her in her arm by the night before. But she hit the fucking, whatever her move's called, the Warrior Wolf.
Oh, with one arm. That was sick.
I don't remember. I love her, but.
I always forget her. Yeah.
24, Beth Phoenix. Still look fucking great.
Yeah.
25, it's Asuka. 26, Mickie James, still a lover. 27, Nikki Bella, shocker. I didn't fucking know Nikki Bella was going to be in it.
Now, did she just had a baby, right?
No, Bree.
Bree did.
Bree, which came out as 28.
28. Bree just had a baby.
And that was actually shocking to me. I that was the last person I thought that was going to show up.
That was your number, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Bailey was 29, and Trish Stratus came down at 30. And she was doing the 25, or we thought it was 25.
She wasn't doing.
She was. She did.
She was. She did. She did. 25.
I don't think it was 25 as much as maybe 7 because she was 7-time champ.
Yeah.
But when she squared off with Mickie James, she took the 2 on the one hand and gave us a callback to her old WrestleMania, which I fucking loved. And for once, she made Mickie James crack up in the middle of the Rumble.
That was hilarious.
Ring.
Yeah.
These were people coming back and having fun, and it's fucking great. Asuka won, which is awesome.
Go figure. I mean, but it was still, like you said, it was fun. It was great. A man didn't win it. That's great.
Two Japanese wrestlers won Rumbles.
Two amazing.
That was the thing I loved about this, too. There was no interference. There was no bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
None. Stephanie didn't get involved. No guy got involved. This was a straight-up women's match. And by the way, tonight on Raw, I don't know if you saw, next month, first ever women's elimination chamber was announced.
Really? Okay.
We were talking about it. Yeah. So it was announced, so I'm like, we probably won't do an episode on it. I think, like I said, we'll maybe at the most do these quarterly.
Yeah.
But I probably watch an Elimination Chamber just because.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. See what they do with it with the women's match. And I'm curious if any of these people resign.
Honestly,
for short term.
Beth Phoenix is the only one I can think of.
Trish, I think, could. She looked good.
Really?
I know it'll never happen, but like Molly Holly and Lita.
Molly Holly, I don't think will.
Lita's a long shot.
I don't know if Lita could.
Trish almost. Remember, she was pregnant, so Mickie James took her place against
Oscar.
That's
right, yeah.
Lita has some injuries still.
Yeah.
That took her out. Oh, I think she had a neck injury.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was going to say.
Like Edge level. Like Edge could wrestle, but he chose not to
because
he doesn't want to push it like Daniel Bryan did. No, she retired early. And that might be why Beth Phoenix wouldn't come back because her husband misses it.
Right.
So maybe, So after the match, Asuka's in the ring. She gets to pick who she wants to fight between Charlotte and Alexa. And I loved how she was just like, I don't give a fuck. She was just dancing around because it's Asuka and she has a blast. Hot Rod.
Ronda Rousey comes out to. I hope that's. That better be her.
I hope that's her song.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
I loved her shirt. I want that shirt.
Yeah, she has an awesome Roddy Piper shirt. She's wearing an actual leather jacket owned by Roddy Piper.
So she's keeping her full rowdy Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm.
And comes out, points at Asuka, points at the WrestleMania sign.
She tried to shake Asuka's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Asuka slapped it away.
And she shook Stephanie's hand. Overall, I thought it was kind of an awkward interaction, but it was just fun to see her finally there.
Smart, because they always want to do something to make you tune in the next night, but usually that's a bullshit ending.
Yeah.
And this, they just gave you a reason. And we did see reports afterwards in an interview where she did say she signed a full-time contract. She will be there every week, and I fucking much respect for that.
Well, and I read a little bit more of that interview, and there is a line I really liked, because Ronda... I don't like her as a fighter at all.
See, I liked her as a fighter.
I like her as a person now. I didn't like her at the time also. I was not a Ronda Rousey fan at the time, but I like her now. Especially because in the interview, she told Triple H, like, essentially, when she wanted to talk to him about coming on, she's like, I could do a million things and make millions of more dollars, but this is what I want to do and this is what I'm passionate about. And that's what really got
her. So she signed a multi-year full-time contract.
That's awesome.
Awesome for her. She did hear point to the sign and tell Asuka, I'll see you there.
So she's going straight up main roster. She's not
messing around. It's Ronda Rousey. You don't put Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, you can't.
My prediction is to ease her in, I think Asuka's match with whoever she picks will be a triple threat. I think they'll put Ronda in it.
That works.
Because then she doesn't necessarily have to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if she. You know, because that would be her first fucking match if she doesn't wrestle
before
then.
She wouldn't have to take a pin, and she wouldn't have to work that bad.
And potentially her first match will be at Wrestle fucking Mania.
And it could set up for a feud, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, she's there long term. I hope, we saw a lot of people complain about it. I think they did it right. I'm really excited for her.
You know what's really interesting?
Something she's passionate about. And if you say UFC fighters can't do it, Brock Lesnar.
Brock can do it.
Look it up.
Ken
Shamrock.
Yeah.
You know,
it was the other guy that she was in the Rumble.
Shayna Baszler.
Yep.
She was not in the Rumble.
No, she wasn't?
No, but she's, if they work hard, then they're passionate.
You could also say Minoru Suzuki and Shinsuke Nakamura. They start out as...
There's a lot.
Just MMA.
Mixed martial
arts. Yeah.
Yeah. So, It just takes some wanting to do it.
Interesting thing, wrestling fans don't like Ronda, but UFC fans are totally down for it. They're like, yeah, that's awesome that she's doing it. I don't watch wrestling, but
wrestling
that's cool.
Fans don't like her because she's an outsider. And I think she's going to get pushed to the top. And I'm like,
as long as they don't like skyrocket her.
She will at first, because it's what you do with somebody named Ronda Rousey. But if she signed it full time, she's going to be up and down. She's not going to be at the top the whole time.
Right.
You know, she's.
I think it's going to be cool. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited for Mania.
If she had like a Brock schedule where she just wrestles a few times a year, maybe.
Yeah.
But I give her all the credit in the world for just going whole hog.
I mean, if she's going to be on Raw or SmackDown every week.
The thing is, she's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Not actually get beat up. Get to do what she loves. Interact with fans every week, which you could tell there. She was loving, like, she's a real.
She just kept smiling. I was like, hopefully they don't try to make her a heel because she can't
stop
smiling.
It was so funny when she first came out and she just like lit up and was just like looking around at all the people. I really like that.
She will eventually be a heel.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's an MMA fighter. That's just the thing you do. They're just like, I'm just going to kick your ass because you're a wrestler and I'm a fighter. I mean, that's just where the gimmick has to go, right? At first, no. She's fucking Ronda Rousey. She's not going to be a heel. Don't know why wrestling fans are hating it so fucking much.
Kyle, can't like pro wrestling and actual martial arts at the same time, okay?
But
are you trying to tell me that wrestling isn't an actual martial art?
When Brock Lesnar came back, they loved him.
Yeah.
But people hated Kurt Angle when he went from Olympic wrestler into professional. They didn't like him. Just give her a chance. It's like my thing. If she sucks, then hate her. But give her a chance. I think everybody deserves a chance in wrestling, and that's where we are. And we were glad they did that instead of having her in the Rumble. Because you don't put her in the Rumble unless she wins.
Yeah, well, because they said she was in Colombia. And then...
No, he could fucking ate that shit up.
I'm sorry.
I called it. I was like, this is misdirection.
I guess, for some reason, I just didn't think that she could have just taken that picture and then gone on a private jet.
Or she could have taken that picture and just changed it to location. It's Instagram. Yeah, you can do that. I could put them in Colombia right now.
Do it.
Are you?
I don't have my phone on me. I could. I think it was well done. I think this whole fucking show was well done. I loved it, and I'm actually looking forward to watching. Not every 2 weeks. I'm not watching that shit.
No.
But I'm looking forward to the next one I eventually watch.
See, I don't...
The Women's Elimination Chamber, I'll probably just watch the two Elimination Chamber matches. Because I usually do. I like good, decent gimmicks like that where...
We
only see it once a year. I'm okay with that gimmick.
Right.
I love the Rumble. I've always been a sucker for the Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble and probably SummerSlam are probably my favorite.
I used to love Survivor Series back in the day when they did the teams. Every match was a team. I loved that.
I like Night of Champions for some reason. I don't know why, but
I like the idea of it.
I've liked the last couple of ones.
I'm hoping TLC or NXT keeps doing the War Games. I like the one-off. They feel special.
House of Horrors?
Fuck House of Horrors. We got Hardy Compound shit coming up.
Punjabi Prison?
Fuck that. That should have never fucking come back.
House of Horrors.
For one, you can barely see it on TV, and two people in the ring can't see anything at all.
I can't wait for the reality show, the inevitable reality show of Randy
House Hardy?
House of Punjabi Champions?
It's just Randy Orton. It's kind of like, it'll be on Travel Channel, where he just wrestles in weird places.
Randy Orton?
Is it called just Randy Orton? Pit?
The Snake Pit? It could be the Snake Pit.
No, it's called Out of Nowhere. I mean, come on.
We need to get a hold of a lawyer right now.
The Snake Pit, that was fucking Jake Roberts' talk show back in the day.
Could you imagine? Just like, I'm Randy Orton, and today...
I'm gonna fuck up this ostrich.
Out of nowhere.
I just want him to yell out of nowhere as he's hitting every RKO.
I don't know why you wouldn't at this point.
It's like when Xavier Woods every now and then just yells, Shining Wizard! Like, think if people yelled their finisher.
Or like when Enzo yelled, I can't hear you!
Oh, God.
Oh, no. No, no, no.